But first, as we do every morning after a Cowboys game, win or lose, we welcome the Cowboys owner and general manager to the program. Say good morning and happy holidays to Jerry Jones.
Yeah. Some holidays, huh?
Well, now you're still 11-2, but I know that probably was disappointing.
That is true. And last night was very nostalgic for me. Very nostalgic.
What is that?
Felt like 2015 all over again. I guess dreams do come to an end.
Well, no, not really. I mean, you got the most important games are ahead of you.
What was I thinking drafting that guy from Mississippi State?
Well, now he's still
Dak
pretty good. Yeah.
Don't give up on him yet.
Dak looked bad all night there, Jody.
He did.
He did.
He had a tough night.
I have not seen that many bad passes since I tried to hook up with all them dancers and baby dolls last week. That's off the record.
Okay, we'll put that one off the record.
Candidly. No, that was her name, Candidly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But two interceptions. Yeah. Two interceptions. Dak was really channeling his inner Tony last night.
Oh.
Really channeling.
Don't rag on both of your quarterbacks.
No, I shouldn't rag on Tony. As a matter of fact, I was the one that was trying to call down to the sidelines to get him to get Garrett to put old Romo in there.
Really?
Yeah.
And give this offense a spark. Yeah, absolutely. But old Garrett kept sending me the voicemail, and so it didn't work out for me. But I should have never let him get caller ID on that headset of his.
They have that?
He never takes my call anymore.
I think that's how it works.
I've got a plan now. I'm going to get a shock collar to put on him during the game so he can't ignore me.
That would be funny.
But I just can't find one with enough range there, you know, because the one I used on Wade when I'd take him to the mall to keep him from going into the food court, it only has a range about 50 feet.
Okay.
I've got to get a different one.
Well, I don't think you should be so discouraged. I mean, your team had won 11 straight, Cowboy record. You're still fine.
What have you done for me lately? That is the name of the game here. And I live and die with every win, every loss. Mm-hmm. And this is very disappointing for me, and I'm thinking about cutting the whole team. What do you think about them?
Cutting the whole team?
That would make a headline.
Hey, you know what our offense and Lucky Whitehead have in common? Neither of them showed up for the game last night. Dez, did you see what a horrible night Dez had?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rough.
You know, and he had a whole bad game in there at the end. He could have done a little something for us. We had the chance there when Dez caught that pass. Would have been a first down, keep us alive. But then Dez held on to that ball about as well as he held on to that pet monkey. And he let it go, and that's it.
That was it, pretty much.
Now he got that ball bouncing around in the wild along with his pet monkey. Around wild in the Trinity River bottoms.
He can't control either one.
And I was so distracted while watching that game, so distracted by Ben McAdoo's weird mustache and haircut. What's going on there?
We're not sure. We're not sure what to call that.
Looks like they yanked him right out of a cubicle that was surrounded with Star Wars action figures where he writes computer code all day.
told him
to coach.
He doesn't look like an NFL head coach for sure.
Well, I'm just excited that Highland Park is in the state championship game.
That's right.
How about that?
Your grandson led him there.
That's right. My grandson, Non Spaulding, is the Tony Romo of that team. And Non Spaulding is going to bring our family another non-Jimmy-related Super Bowl. So thank God for grandkids. My kids were in large part disappointment, except Charlotte Bridges.
Right.
The other two or however many I got, they're all disappointments, but my grandkids are making up for them.
You have two sons that are just fine.
Yeah, well, I don't know that they're my sons.
Oh, come on.
Well, look at them. There's no way they could come from my loins. That one that plays rowdy. Matter of fact, I'm running them around right now. I got to get these kids and take them up to the Gaylord Texan for that holiday display.
Oh, yeah, that ice display?
Yeah, so I've got to get them up there because Jean roped me into taking them because, you know, she's always sleeping it off till noon.
Stop it.
So I got to run them around.
Stop that.
Daddy? Christmas.
No, you killed the last one before we hit New Year.
Couldn't help it, Daddy. I didn't know my own strength.
You big dummy. You're getting English lessons for Christmas one more time.
But I want Santa to bring me girly magazines so I can rub my pants on the arm of the couch and feel good some more.
You disgust me.
All right.
He disgusts me. I got to go. He's spilling his goldfish all over the back seat.
All right. We'll see you. There goes Jerry.